AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Minutes after blastoff on a test flight, SpaceX's giant new rocket exploded and crashed into the Gulf of Mexico. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
The rocket took off after a countdown full of hope and excitement. Elon Musk's company was aiming to send the nearly 400-foot Starship rocket on a round-the-world trip from the southern tip of Texas. It carried no people or satellites. However, within minutes, commentators on the live SpaceX broadcast realized something had gone wrong.
This does not appear to be a nominal situation.
The flight plan had called for the booster to peel away from the spacecraft minutes after liftoff, but that didn't happen. The rocket began to tumble and then exploded 4 minutes into the flight, plummeting into the Gulf. In a tweet, Musk called the test launch exciting and that he learned a lot for the next test launch in a few months. I'm Karen Chamas.
An IRS agent wants whistleblower protection to provide information of alleged mishandling of the investigation into President Biden's son. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
The agent's lawyer has told several House and Senate panels his client has information about clear conflicts of interest and preferential treatment in the investigation related to Hunter Biden's taxes. Attorney Mark Lytle says the agent can contradict sworn testimony to lawmakers by a senior political appointee who was not named. A federal grand jury has been investigating Hunter Biden's taxes and foreign business work for at least 5 years. There are no indications the investigation involves President Biden. House Republicans have their own investigations into nearly every facet of Hunter Biden's business dealings. Sagar Magani at the White House.
An Oklahoma appeals court upheld the murder conviction of death row inmate Richard Glossop. He's scheduled to die May 18th. The Pentagon is preparing for the possible evacuation of U.S. personnel from the embassy in Sudan. This is AP News. Severe weather is in the forecast from Texas to Wisconsin. Three states are cleaning up from storms overnight that killed at least three people.
The hardest hit area where death occurred was the small town of Cole, where homes and buildings were smashed by the storm's devastating winds. Deputy Scott Gibbons on KOCO-TV says searching for survivors is hampered by storm debris.
Based on the damage reports that we received thus far, it is possible that more injuries and fatalities may come.
In Shawnee, the winds damaged an assisted living facility where residents had to wait outside for buses to bring them to other shelter.
The windows are blown out and there's water in the building.
Facility director Shelley Stewart. And at a Papa John's, workers went into the cooler for shelter sent there by their manager, Becca Ingram.
People were starting to get a little frantic and I was like, it's okay, calm down. There's 3 feet of concrete. We're good.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.